亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是圣灵禁止他们。在今天的信息之前，米勒牧师特别关怀到在中国为耶稣受逼迫受苦的家庭教会，特别为中国的教会来祷告，让我们一起来分享。
Privilege and a joy to be able to share with you the things of God.
能够跟你们分享神的事情，真是我的荣幸，也是我的喜乐。
As Chinese brethren and sisters,
就是你们这些中国的弟兄姐妹们。
And I have a deep concern.
我有一个很深的关切。
For perhaps even relatives of yours, friends, or unknown,
或许也包括了你们的亲戚朋友，甚至你们不认识的人。
Of the wonderful and terribly persecuted Chinese church,
就是在中国有一些教会受到很可怕的逼迫，那些也是很好的教会。
And also in other places,
还有在其他的地方。
I try to keep in touch a little bit.
我试着跟这样的事情保持一点接触。
I would love to be there rather than here.
我宁愿在那里而不是在这里。
In spite of the terrible persecution,
尽管有很糟糕的逼迫。
The Chinese church is the fastest growing church.
中国的教会是世界上成长最快的教会。
And God is doing wonderful things with them.
神在为他们行奇妙的事情。
Incidentally, just recently.
顺便提一下，就在最近。
Well, not yesterday, but fairly recently.
不是昨天的事情，但是是前不久的事。
The man over there, they call the heavenly man. Have you heard of him?
在那里有一个人，他们称为天上人。不晓得你们听说过没有。
Yes. They let him out.And then he went on preaching, and they put him back in jail again.
人把他从监狱放出来，然后他又继续讲道，然后又把他再放回监狱去了。
And like with Peter,
就像跟彼得一样。
An angel came.
天使来了。
Took him by the hand.
握住他的手。
Led him through three big locked doors.
带领他通过了三扇锁住的大门。
And took him out on the street.
把他带出去，带到街上。
Let him go.
就把他放了。
So now he's not in jail again.
所以他就不是又在监狱里面了。
And yet there's a lovely young woman also just recently.
然而在前不久也有一个很年轻的很可爱的姐妹，我想她还不到二十岁。
The police came and took her one night.
有一天晚上警察来逮捕她。
Tortured her and beat her.
折磨她，打她。
Brought her body back the next morning and said she jumped out of the car.
第二天早上把她的尸体带回来，说她是从车上跳下来的。
They had killed her.
那些人杀了她。
Just another case.
这只是又一个情形。
And though I am here and you are here and enjoying the wonderful freedoms, I don't know if we're.Taking advantage of the freedom that's ours.
虽然我在这里，你们也在这里享受很美好的自由，但是我不晓得我们有没有善用我们的自由。
But at least we're enjoying it.
但是至少我们在享受这个自由。
If we're just a small part of what God's really doing with the Chinese people.
我们只是神在中国人做的事情的一小部分而已。
Four millenniums.
在经过四个千禧年之后
，calling themselves China.
称他们自己为中国。
The center of the earth.
称自己为中央之国。
They were the principal people.
他们是主要的人。
They were the only people that mattered on earth.
他们是世界上唯一重要的人。
All the others were foreign devils.
其他的都是洋鬼子。
I talked to a Chinese friend in Bakersfield, California.
我曾经跟加州的 Bakersfield 一个中国的朋友谈过。
He was a pastor there.
他是那里的一位牧师。他是何牧师。
I said, you know, I appreciate the fact that you do not talk as a second-class person.
我说我很欣赏一个事实，就是你们讲话的时候不像是次等公民一样。
As so many foreigners do.
因为很多外国人都是这样子。
He laughed.
他笑。
He says, you don't understand.
他说你不懂。
You are the second class person.
他说你们才是次等公民。
You are the foreign devils.
你们是洋鬼子。
You are the long noses.
你们是长鼻子。
We are the central people of the earth.
我们是世界上的中国中央的人。
Well, maybe after 4,000 years, you persuaded God that.
或许过了四千年后，能够说服神是这样子。
Because now He's really blessing the Chinese people.
因为现在神真的在祝福中国人。
I'm thankful for that.
我为这个非常感谢。
But I grieve that it has to be at such a cost.
但是我很难过，必须是用这样子的代价。
I grieve that to be people set on fire for God, they also have to have a fire of persecution.
我很难过，他们为了要成为为神火热的百姓，他们也必须接受逼迫的火。
I know God's very wise.
我知道神是很有智慧的。
I know he makes no mistakes.
我知道神不会犯错。
But I wish it were different.
但是我真希望情形不是这样子。
And though I cannot do anything about it.
虽然我对这事情没有什么办法。
Except one thing.
只有一点。
I can pray.
我可以祷告。
That as God is permitting and...Perhaps even ordaining such terrible times.
神容许，或许说神在预定了这样子可怕的时候。
Yet in his great compassions.
然而因着他极大的怜悯。
He will show abundant mercy unto those who are even in trouble.
对那些在灾难中的人，他会显出更丰盛的怜悯。
I have read of many wonderful stories, not just one or two.
我读过很多很奇妙的故事，不只是一两个而已。
How his mercies have reached into jails and concentration camps.
就是讲到他的怜悯怎么样临到了监狱里，临到了集中营里。
How those that have been beaten and have told me, but they beat me terribly, but I didn't feel anything at all.
那些被打的人，他们告诉我说，他们打我打得很严重，但是我一点都没有感觉。
I just felt at peace.
我只感觉到很平安。
And it didn't hurt.
不痛。
That's many times.
这是很多次的事。
But not every time.
但不是每一次。
Why God does it one way this time and another way that time, I don't know.
神为什么这次这样做，另外一次用别的方式做呢？我不知道。
God is too far above for me to even try to find out.
神太高，我没有办法发现。
But we can pray for His mercies to be with those.That only for the reason that they believe what you are believing.
但是我们能够为那些跟我们有
today,
有一样信仰的人祷告。
More than ever before in history, are counted as the worst enemies of China.
今天那些人他们在世界上被算为中国最糟糕的敌人。
The Chinese government believes that it was Christianity that made communism.Fall in Russia.
共产党，中国的共产党认为说是因为基督教的关系，使得俄国的共产党垮了。
And so they want to destroy everything of Christianity they can find.
所以他们想要摧毁他们能够找到的任何有关基督教的东西。
They won't be successful.
他们不会成功的。
As I said, it is the fastest growing church in all the world.
就像我讲，中国的教会是世界上成长最快的。
I remember rightly, the numbers is growing by about 8 million souls a year.
如果我记得不错的话，一年成长的大概有800万人。
That is new souls added.
那是新得救的灵魂。
And I would encourage you to pray for your brethren.
我要鼓励你们为你们的弟兄们祷告。
And your sisters.
为你们的姐妹们祷告。
And remember them.
纪念他们。
I know how hungry they are.
我知道他们有多么渴慕。
Recently, many of the leaders were asked, "What do you most desire from the American church?"
最近有一些人问他们的领导人说，你们
all said,
你们最希望从美国教会得着什么？
Send us literature that will help us.
他们都说给我们一些书籍会帮助我们。
We have nothing.
我们什么都没有。
I know when I was there.
我知道当我去那里的时候。
It struck me very, very much.
那个让我非常非常的震惊。
It made me appreciate my teachers as never before.
那个让我非常感激我以前的我有过的老师。
We were ministering to a group
of
younger ministers.
我们那个时候。
And their wives.
在服侍一些比较年轻的牧者还有他们的太太
And I realized they had no teachers.
我明白说他们没有老师
They had no one to ask questions of.
他没有人可以去问问题的
Just going the best they could. Some of them didn't even have Bibles.
他们只是尽他们所能他们有些人甚至连圣经都没有
I've seen manuscripts copied by hand out of a page of a Bible or several pages or a book.
我看到他们把圣经手抄下来，有的是一页两页，或者是抄成了一本。
We are so blessed.
我们是这么的蒙福。
But if I spoke to them,
但是当我跟他们讲到
we speak a couple, 3 hours.
我们讲了差不多两三个小时。
Then have a little tea.
然后就喝一点茶。
Then speak another 2 or 3 hours.
然后又再讲两三个小时。
Maybe have lunch.
然后就吃中饭。
Then go on for another 2 or 3 hours.
然后又继续两三个小时。喝点茶。
And that goes on from about 7 in the morning till about 10 at night.
这差不多从早上7点钟一直到晚上10点。
One time I stopped and I said, "Look, I've spoken quite a while. Are there any questions?"
有一次我停下来说，我已经讲了好一会儿了，有没有任何的问题
？Nobody answered.
没有，没有人回答。
I pressed the matter.
我就进一步的问。
Nobody answered.
没有人回答。
Finally, one pastor said to me.
终于有一位牧师对我说。
He said, "We have no questions."
他说，我们没有问题。
We believe everything you tell us.
你告诉我们的每一件事，我们都相信。
You tell us.
你跟我们讲的每一句，我们都接受。
Please go on speaking.
请你继续讲。
It made me feel bad.
这让我觉得不好受。
So hungry.
这么渴慕。
So little.
这么少。
And yet so devoted.
然而却这么的委身。
So turned on.
是这么的对神敞开。
For them, it was life or death.
对他们来讲是生死的问题。
I saw on their bodies the marks of their tortures.
我在他们身上看到他们受刑的痕迹。
Some that were there were being hunted by the police.
有一些人他们在那里是被警察追捕的。
They escaped from place to place. They had nothing.
他们到处逃，什么都没有。
But I heard not one word of self-pity.
但是我没有听到一句自怜的话。
Or complain against God.
也没有听到抱怨神的话。
And to my amazement, they were joyful.
让我很惊讶的，他们非常欢喜。
They weren't dancing for joy.
他们并不是。
There wasn't room.
为了欢喜而跳舞，因为他们没有地方。
But they were jumping up and down in one place.
但是他们在一个地方上上下下的跳。
There was room for that.
他们只有足那样子的空间。
And I was very impressed.
这让我印象很深。
And at the same time, grieved.
同时我也很难过。
And many times my heart goes there.
很多次我的心都到那里去。
I pray that yours does. Your heart goes there.
我祈求你的心也会到那里去。
I pray that from time to time you'll beseech your Heavenly Father.
我祈求你会常常恳求我们的天父。
His grace and His mercies.
求他的怜悯跟恩典。
Not that he will change anything. We can't change God.
改变什么事情，我们不能够改变神。
But we can join God.
但是我们能够加入神。
And join him in what he's doing there.
加入神在那里做的事情。
And so that someday when we all get joined together,
有一天当我们都聚在一起的时候，
you won't be an outcast.
你不会是在被赶在外面的。
You'll be one of them.
你会是他们当中的一份子。
Because in spirit you've joined them.
因为你在灵里面和他们结合了。
You've wept for them as they were beaten.
当他们被打的时候，你为他们哭泣。
You cried out for mercy when they were discouraged.
当他们灰心的时候
，alone.
他们孤单的时候，你为他们呼求。
Everything seemed hopeless.
当一切他们都觉得是绝望的时候。
And yet you were there.
然而你在那里。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵在那里。
So, I want us we can stand and pray for them.
所以我想不晓得大家是不是可以起立，我们来为他们祷告。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Here is just a little part of that great church.
这里只是那个大教会的一小部分。
That great church that you are taking to the fire and to the water.
那是你正带他们经历水深火热的教会。
Bringing forth a people that love you more than life.
你要生出一群百姓爱你过于生命的。
That love you more than possessions.
他们爱你过于财产。
That love you more than friends and loved ones.
爱你过于朋友还有他们所爱的人。
And they've left everything to follow the humble Nazarene.
他们离开了一切为了要跟随谦卑的拿撒勒人。
Because you love them.
因为你爱他们。
And they have discovered the reality of your love.
他们发现了你爱的真实。
But at a great price.
但是是付了极大的代价。
And they are not complaining at that price.
他们没有为那个代价抱怨。
For I've seen them rejoice.
因为我看过他们欢喜。
But here we are way off, Lord, and so far away and absent from all troubles apparently.
主，但是我们在这个遥远的地方，离他们很远，没有很明显的灾难。
But I will not forget.
但是我不要忘了。
I would not forget those, Lord, who are so discouraged they wonder if God's even in heaven.
我不要忘记那些灰心的人，他们有时候灰心到甚至想说神到底在不在天上。
For those that are beaten, some until life is beaten out of them.
我不要忘记那些被打了，直到他们的生命都因为被打而消失了。
Others are tormented in different ways and tortured.
他们受到不同的折磨苦刑。
Because they love you.
因为他们爱你。
And that love and that devotion.
那样子的爱还有委身。
So angers the gods of China.
使得中国的假神大大的愤怒。
The lords of darkness that have ruled that land for centuries.
黑暗之主好几个世纪以来一直在那个土地上掌权。
Absolutely furious.
愤怒，绝对的愤怒了。
And they rise against your people in any way they possibly can find.
他们用他们能够找到的各种办法，让你的百姓日子不好过。
But Lord, you are not a cruel master.
主啊，但你不是个残忍的主人。
I pray that your compassions.
我祈求你的慈爱。
Will reach out to them in a peace.
会在平安中临到他们。
In a faith.
带着信心
in a joy
带着喜乐
as they say with the disciples of old
当他们跟古时候的门徒说的
一样 they rejoice to be counted worthy to suffer pain and shame for his name
他们看为基督的名受苦，这是配得的，是喜乐的。他们没有在懊悔。
They are not cursing.
他们没有在咒诅。
They're not turning against you.
他们没有攻击你。
But as a child that's been punished turns towards his father.
如同一个受了惩罚的孩子。
And gets closer yet.
转向他的父亲，反而更靠近父亲。
But Father, you're not punishing them.
父，你不是在惩罚他们。
You're allowing them to join you in your sufferings.
你是让他们加入你的受苦。
Because no one has paid the price that you have.
因为没有人付了像你所付的代价。
No one has been more tortured and tormented.
没有人受到的折磨比你更大。
And all unjustly.
而且一切都是不公正的。
Simply because you loved us.
单单因为你爱我们。
And so, Father, I pray for them tonight.
所以父，今天晚上我为他们祈求。
And I pray you remind the Chinese church here.
我求你会提醒这里的中国教会。
To remember.
来纪念。
They have brothers and sisters.
纪念他们有兄弟姐妹。
Who are hurting very much.
在受伤，伤得很重的。
And little by little, Lord, as they dare to believe in the face of all the horror,
渐渐的，当他们在所有的惊恐面对的时候，能够相信
light of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的光
through your church,
借着你的教会
will grow and grow,
会增长
and grow
增长
until the darkness melts away,
直到黑暗融化了。
Until the day will come when the light will shine in China.
直到那日子会来到。
Not just in your church.
光会在中国照耀，不只是在教会。
Begin to push back the darkness over the land.
而是开始把那个土地上黑暗
and its rulers
都给赶走，还有黑暗的掌权
者。Who are ruled by darkness.
那些被黑暗所掌管的。
And live in ignorance.
活在无知中的。
And don't know what they do.
不晓得他们所做的是什么。
They don't know how much they're hurting you when they hurt your children.
他们不晓得当他们伤你的百姓的时候，正是在伤害你。
You said to Paul.
你对保罗说。
That day on the road to Damascus.
在往大马士革的路上那天，你对保罗说。
Paul, why are you persecuting me?
保罗，你为什么逼迫我
？You touch my little ones, you touch me.
你碰了我的小子，就是碰我。
And yet, Lord, you're bearing with it.
主啊，然而你却容忍。
Because the day is coming,
因为日子要来了。
When the glory of the Lord,
当主的荣耀要遮盖全地。
As the waters cover the sea,
如同水遮盖洋海。
So Holy Spirit, be with our brethren and our sisters.
所以圣灵，求你与我们的弟兄姐妹同在。
All alone in the darkness of a cell, hurting, bleeding,
孤单的在地窖里面流血，痛。受伤了
Draw so near.
求你就大大的靠近他们
Until they look up and say,
直到他们能够抬起头来说
It's all right, Jesus. I'm not offended in you.
没有关系
It's all right.
耶稣，我不生你的气，都没有关系
Be with them, I pray.
我求你与他们同在
Help them, I pray.
我求你帮助他们
And may it work outNot what the devil wants.
愿这事情成就的不是魔鬼想要的。
But work out instead of children, they'll become men and women of God.
让他们不只是成为神的儿女，而能够成为真正属神的人。所以当释放的日子来到的时候
，and the dark storm clouds roll back,
乌云撤走的时候
，there'll be men and women that can stand and say, "This is the way."
会有男男女女能够站立起来说，这就是道路。
Because they've been there.
因为他们经历过
And they've walked in it.
他们曾经行在其中
So Father
所以父啊
I remember them again tonight
今天晚上我再次的纪念他们
I know I haven't done this before but I should have
我知道我以前没有这样做过但是我早该这样做了
But even they're just a small group
即使我们只是一小群人
But we're a part of it
但是我们是那的一部分
And more and more identify us with them
求你越来越使我们跟他们认同
Until we can have a part of what they are
直到我们能够在他们的事情上有份
And if we don't have tears of pain and anguish
若我们没有痛苦难过的眼泪
then we can have tears of compassion.
那么我们可以有怜悯的眼泪。
And caring.
关怀的眼泪。
And prayer.
和祷告。
I ask in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We've been talking about the Holy Spirit.
我们一直在讲圣灵。
I'll take a little while to go into the book of Acts in chapter 16.
我想我们要来看《使徒行传》第十六章。
Well, let's take verses 6, 7, 8.
我们来看六七八节。
9 and 10.
一直到第十节。十六章第六节，圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛吕加。
Down to 12.
Okay. 加拉太一带地方，到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许，他们就越过美西亚，笑到特罗亚去。在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听，于是从特罗亚开船一直行到萨摩特拉，第二天到了尼亚波利，从那里来到菲利比，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的住房城。我们在这城里住了几天。
The Holy Spirit
圣灵
guides our lives if we're surrendered to Christ.
若我们降服了基督，圣灵就引导我们的生命。
It's as important for God to open doors to us and lead us.
神很重要的就是神为我们开门，引导我们。
As it is for God to close doors to us.
同样重要的就是神为我们关门。
We look at open doors. Yes, yes. We recognize that's God leading.
我们看到开的门，我们说是的，是的，那是神的引导。
But closed doors, we think that's the devil's work.
但是当门关的时候，我们以为是魔鬼的工作。
But it isn't.
但不是的。
When we're surrendered to Him and want to walk in His will,
当我们降服于他，想要行在他的旨意中
，He knows there's many things we do not know.
神知道很多事情是我们不知道的。
But He takes upon Himself.Of guiding us in many ways, and one way is to open or close a door.
但是他就担当起引导我们的工作，他用很多方式，其中的方式之一就是开门或是关门。
Now, this apostle Paul was sailing around the large body of land in a peninsula.
这使徒保罗他在一块很大的地方，在一个半岛的周围航行着。
Now they had been in Galatia.
他们去过了。
And the province just north of Galatia was Bithynia.
在加拉太的旁边就是比推尼。
And they proceeded to go from Galatia to Bithynia.
他们就从加拉太那边想要到比推尼去。
They were probably in a boat at this time.
这个时候他们或许在船上。
And they were heading towards Bithynia.
他们就朝着比推尼要去了。
Spirit said no.
圣灵却说不。
Now he'd already said no once before.
圣灵前面已经说过一次不。
As they were heading north out of Galatia,
当他们从加拉太出来要往北去的时候
，they were coming to what we call the Middle East.
他们到了我们所称的中东。
But here it's called Asia.
这里称为亚细亚。
It was really the Armenians.
其实是亚美念的。
And God wouldn't let them talk to the Armenians at all.
神根本不让他们跟那些亚美尼人谈话。
They were prohibited to minister to Armenians.
他们被禁止不能够去服侍亚美尼人。
Strange, isn't it, that Armenia became the next center of Christianity after Antioch?
但是很奇怪的就是亚美尼人在安提亚之后成为接下来一个基督教中心。
Christianity in the second century.
在第二世纪的时候，亚美尼亚是基督教很强的一个中心。
But not in the first.
但是在第一世纪的时候不是的。
He said, "No, I don't want you preaching to them. It's not their time."
神说不，我不要你跟他们讲道，还不是他们的时候。
He didn't say it's not their time. I said that.
神没有说不是他们的时候，这是我说的。